United Nations has clearly found to be committing war crimes and crimes against humanity in its targeting of medical facilities, its treatment of detainees, torture, and its specific targeting of women and children, which the United Nations earlier, I believe, today found account for over 70% of the victims of the ongoing genocide and siege in Gaza. So while not illegal per se, in terms that it simply incentivizes by offering, you know, scholarships and post-service education to Canadians who feel drawn to serve in this genocidal army, at this point in time, it may, you know, if we're talking about Canadian morality and how we see our charitable sector and what we want it to be represented as, this may be an egregious act in and of itself. Thanks very much. I'll be pleased to answer any questions after this, and I'll turn it right over. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. First of all, let me acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, the Yurun Wendat, Mississauga and Seneca people. It's an honor for me to be in your land, wherever you are, and coming not from Palestine, but to talk about the struggle of Palestinians not to be erased from the little that remains of their land. It's not lost for me the interconnectedness of your struggle, the struggle of the Palestinians, and the invisibilized struggle of any indigenous people who are striving for a true nation-to-nation recognition. Earlier, colonial people like me and settlers, like many of you guys, stand with you in solidarity with you, and we will continue to work together for a world that is more equal, fair, and just. I'm so honored and proud to be with you today. You have no idea. Canada is amazing because when I read, for example, the report that Arab Canadian lawyers put together on the APR, anti-Palestinian racism, I said, this is so big and this is so revealing of what we need to focus on. The fact that every time one of us is accused by the awful weaponization of anti-Semitism, and let's be clear, anti-Semitism is revolting, especially for someone like me, European, knowing the whole history we have. But so how can one use anti-Semitism, belittling the experience, the history of the Jewish people and what they had to endure because of racism? How can this be used today to silence what is happening to another people? And there is something very distinctive about the Palestinians, not to be confused with the discrimination that other Arabs experience. Doesn't matter if they are Christian, Muslim. If they're Muslim, it's a little bit worse. But all Arabs are discriminated because they are Arabs. And still, the Palestinians experience something more because they stand against whatever Israel claims to be. It's not the land for everyone, the land for the Jews and Jews only. And this cannot be dissected from what this country and the rest of the West are doing. And this report is another piece of the story. It shows the interconnectedness of a political ideology premised upon racism and discrimination against the Palestinians, because the Palestinians and every claim they have and every inch of Palestinianness they have in their body is a stain for the state of Israel, as it claims to be the state of the Jews and for the Jews only. It cannot be. Israel exists. Israel is sovereign on its territory, can protect itself, must protect its citizens. But it cannot exist as an apartheid state, and we should be clear about that. And Canada, in its standing, in solidarity, in kinship with Israel today, is not only violating something, its profound commitment to deal and unravel its colonial past. Look at the incoherence of saying that they stand in solidarity with the indigenous people and they will make right the wrong, which what I hear is they're not doing that. It's perfunctory and it's so sad. And we need to know that and work to make it better. But how can it be reconciled with what they are standing for today in supporting a state that is genociding the Palestinians? And it is doing that. And in order to see the enormity of the genocidal intent, we need to look at the totality of conduct and crimes that Israel is committing against the Palestinians, in the totality of the land that remains for them, against the totality of the Palestinians, the totality of the people targeted, the totality of the members of the group. And again, there is something more. Canada is violating its international obligations. This is not about ethical principles. This is not about rhetoric. This is about binding obligations. There is something, this report makes reference to international law. But in fact, the strength and the power of international law is even more significant, because this year, the International Court of Justice has recognized the plausibility that genocide is being committed as of January. And it has set preliminary measures. It has issued preliminary measures in January and then in March and then in May. But also, it has made conclusion in another case. There are two cases pending for this genocide before the International Court of Justice. One is Nicaragua versus Germany. And in that case, the International Court of Justice has reminded member states of all the obligations they have, not just for the genocide under the Genocide Convention, but international human rights law and international humanitarian law, the Geneva Conventions. Where does Canada stand vis-a-vis that? It should have suspended all ties with a state that might be committing genocide as of the 27th of January. But let me tell you, and this is where this report is critical, Canada should have suspended its relations with Israel even before, because the settlements, just if we look at the settlement, let alone the forced displacement of the Palestinians, the deconstruction of the settlements and the annexation plan have brought about, but let's think of the settlements. The settlement constitute a war crime and a crime against humanity, a tool to permanently frustrate and annihilate the right of self-determination of the Palestinian people. Not only Canada was criticizing the settlement at international level, and rhetorically, yes, it was there. But what was he doing to stop the advancement of the settlement? Concretely, nothing. Not only that. Canadian citizens were allowed to profit from it, to make investments in Israeli unlawful businesses, to sell property from the center of this city and Montreal and probably other places, sell Anglophone neighborhoods in Palestinian occupied land. This is a crime under international law and supposedly under Canadian law. So, you know, you see, this is not just about doing the wrong thing under international law. This is about supporting from within an illegal endeavor. And the way, we see the connection between the illegality of Israel's system and the deep ties that this country or some groups in these countries have. So this is the time to interrogate what these economic interests have to do in Canada. Because this is also connected to the silencing of all of us, to the defamation against all of us, to the smear that every one of us is to endure. Some more, some less, doesn't matter. It goes with our visibility. And we became dangerous, we become pro-terrorist, we become anti-Semite simply for denouncing disconnection between the crimes committed in the occupied Palestinian territory and the crimes and the criminal mentality here. So here we are, as citizens of Canada or other countries of the world, we need to continue this investigation. Yet again, Canada is providing an opportunity to reflect and to move to concrete actions, because these businesses have to be targeted here. These charities have to stop working from here. And I will personally take, as I've done with anti-Palestinian racism, I will take this important lesson forward, making sure it's spread among other countries, because this is what we have to do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a press conference that was held this past Friday here in Toronto, showcasing the release of a report by Just Peace Advocates and Independent Jewish Voices Canada, documenting millions of dollars in charitable donations funneled to Canadian groups that are supporting Israel's occupation. Under the guise of charity, Canadian funding for war crimes in occupied Palestine, the report is called. We're going to link to it at our website. You've been listening to the Green Planet Monitor. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay tuned. We shall be back. I'm David Kattenberg. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Take a look at our program lineup at cjsf.ca to discover the diverse range of contents we bring to you.